Coming up on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast today, now is the time to think about volunteering for Kent County Parks. We talk about how. We talk about the benefits of an executive coach with one. Calvin University Theater presents Bye Bye Birdie. We get a preview. Brooke Jevix presents her new book, Becoming. And the Rivertown Races is benefiting Bridge Street Ministries this year. We talk about the April 18th race.
Well, it's all about the parks this morning because Millennium Park is the place to be. But did you know Kent County has a bunch of parks, and there is a way for you to not only use the parks but help the parks? And I think my next guest is going to remind us that being out in nature is good for us. That next guest, Jesse Schulte, Kent County Parks Coordinator, Stewardship and Volunteer Services Program, DNR, Herbistry, Forestry Grant. Big job you have. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Thank you. How healthy is nature for us?
Yes, well, Kent County Parks, our stewardship volunteers are making it healthier.
Good. Tell me about, in general, a Kent County park. Do we have many? I don't need numbers or specifics, but are they out there for us to enjoy?
They certainly are. Over 43 different properties the Kent County Parks staff manage, and that's almost 8,000 acres to enjoy.
And your job is to bring us to the forefront and get to work, correct?
Yes. I would love to share about our Michigan DNR Urban Forestry Grant today. We're working to improve the tree canopy in parks like Millennium, Palmer Park, and Dwight Lidell Park specifically that serve a lot of people but need canopy and long-term tree canopy planning.
It's not just about planting trees.
No, it's not. The particular grant that we're working on right now, we're focusing on developing forest management plans, getting the community involved to learn more about how healthy trees can impact climate resiliency and equity in our communities.
Get more into the why behind what is really important here when it comes to equity, climate, and recreation, Jess.
Yeah, honestly, it's about of life. If you're walking, fishing, or going for the fun run, trees provide shade, beauty, and that sense of escape people really value in our parks. And we want to increase those and be strategic as we know the temperature is changing, and we want to make sure that we're planting trees that are adapted for climate resiliency.
This is leading up to an opportunity to plant trees?
That's right. Yes. We actually have from April 18th until May 2nd, basically 11 opportunities for the public to come out to our Kent County parks and get involved and not only plant a tree, but learn about our project where we're developing forest management plans and teaching our community and getting partners that we wouldn't normally work with involved. Last year, Steepleton Neighborhood Services came out and helped water our trees. This year, we have all sorts of unique corporate groups that are coming up and stepping up to help us plant trees as well.
And obviously there's room for more.
There is, yes. This is going to be several hundred trees that we're going to be planting. And this is really one of the best times of the year to plant. We plant in the fall and the early spring. And this year we're going to be planting some bare root trees. So they're about 8 to 10 foot tall. And we're going to be planting them with the Comstock Park High School students. So we're excited for that on April 30th.
I'm going to be a little bit all over the map here. What about this work with Davy Tree and Grand Valley State University Natural Resource students?
Yeah, so that's the second part of this opportunity we've been focusing on for the last 2 years. Davy Tree came in and did forest assessments. And then our GVSU master naturalist and our natural resource management students, they're stepping up to help develop forest management plans for three specific parks that are under this DNR Urban Forestry Grant.
And there are all parks under the grant?
Not all parks. This particular grant is focused on three areas that are considered kind of underserved or have high population numbers and areas where we want to get the canopy up.
Yes, and the canopy is a good thing. I wonder how long it takes for a tree to actually grow into an adult.
Yes, it does depend on the species. That's the exciting part of this, too. When we did our tree inventory last year with intern students, we inventoried about 9,000 trees. And then we learned about bur oak and hackberry trees, some of those trees that can handle the really tough urban soils. You know, Millennium Park used to be a mine. And so those soils are really tough for trees. So we found those trees when we did the survey, remnant species that were on the edge of the old mining areas. And now we're ordering those trees so that volunteers can help us plant those.
Jesse, zone in a little bit on education and training. You're offering training and hands-on learning, the partners you work with, yes?
Yeah, that's the fun part of this. I think when volunteers come out, we call it eco-stewardship service learning. So they're not only getting their hands dirty by planting, and they can see the real difference before and after, you know, if they're removing invasive species or planting a tree, but we're also teaching them about our long-term goals and what they can do in their own backyard. So with students, we're teaching them about mapping, tree identification. With our corporate groups, we're teaching them how to identify invasives, and then we can go back in once we've controlled the invasive species to do planting projects and restoration work.
Yes, and that tree mapping those days also include just tree walks where we can come out, learn, and be part of the process?
Yes, we've also had Save a Tree step up to educate our park managers. They're incredibly busy, you know, taking care of the recreational core, and they don't always have a chance to go off the beaten path into the forest to do forest assessments. So Save a Tree has helped us do trainings for our staff, and then Bartlett Tree experts have come in and they've helped us do walks with the public so the public can come out and we can say, you know, if you plant a tree properly, it could live 100 years versus if you plant it improperly, it might only live 15 years. So that's a big difference.
What's the key to an important planting tip?
So I guess what we have learned is making sure that you're planting it properly, that you're not planting it too deep. One thing we learned is when we dig these holes into these really poor urban soils, it's called the bathtub effect, where you plant it too deep, and then it basically drowns out the roots. And we learned that the tree roots actually need more oxygen than they need water. I always thought water was the essential, but they also need oxygen.
Nice. A couple minutes left as we wind down. Jesse Schulte, again, Kent County Park Coordinator, speaking about the obvious wonderful ways to volunteer, to plant trees, a wonderful DNR Urban Forestry Grant allowing that to happen. This is adding up to the value of the work. If you hired out tree planting, it could cost hundreds of dollars per tree, hence the call to action.
Yes, exactly. The impact from these corporate groups that come out to enjoy team building, it can be $100,000 for these 170 trees that we're planting. So it's a huge impact for our Kent County Parks and for our community, and we're really grateful for all these amazing corporate groups stepping up.
Are there other ways to volunteer with the park as we approach hopefully warmer weather?
There certainly is. Yeah, we have a wide variety of opportunities for people to come out. Tomorrow we have a spring clean at Long Lake Park. This is an opportunity to get the parks ready for opening with our recreational core. So, many different ways to enjoy the parks and to serve.
What do you end with?
Yeah, I guess the best place to really learn or get involved is at our Kent County Parks website. You can search Kent County Parks or visit kentcountymi.gov/parks. You'll find all of our upcoming volunteer days, tree plantings, and ways to get involved. And we'd love to have you out.
Yes, good to get the hands dirty, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
There we are. Project that's about people, the future, healthier parks, stronger forests, a community that's part of building and caring for them. All right, see you on the 25th at Millennium Park for the fun run. Jesse, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Shereen Satterfield, good that you are here. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Did you bring guests?
I did bring guests. I got a couple tag-alongs here. My lovely daughter, Imani, and my fabulous son, Jabari, are joining me this morning.
Give me a shout-out. Hey.
Hi.
Okay, there we are. If we have time, we'll get you on. Well, it was a pleasure to be with you on that inspirational evening and sit next to you. And, of course, your kids doing the introductions, so they're not, the apple's not falling from the cart. So let me do a formal introduction with you as we do learn about you. Shereem, you are an important person, a performance improvement coach who specializes in helping businesswomen and teams overcome a few roadblocks and more?
Yes. Always plenty of roadblocks in business. Yes.
Are you busy? Are women stepping up to the plate and needing your service?
Yes, they are. You know, I think we've recognized now that sometimes you need a coach. You just need somebody to help guide you through things. A lot of times we've been taught to kind of, you know, stay back, but now women are realizing it's time to step up and own your power and make moves. But sometimes you just need a little help. So that's what I'm there to do.
Bet. And you did help Family Promise, an important organization to you?
Yes, very near and dear to my heart. Family Promise has been helping families here in West Michigan that are experiencing homelessness and are in need of support, and they help them in every way imaginable.
Well, before I get into a couple of opportunities, obviously. So performance improvements coach.
Yes.
What's the difference between that and maybe a leadership coach?
Well, you know, a lot of times they're the same thing, also known as a leadership coach. And in my opinion, everyone's a leader, whether you've got the title or not. But sometimes people don't understand what it takes to perform the way that gets them the attention and the respect that they want. So we got a lot of people working hard out there, but in order to get recognized, in order to move forward, it's more than that. You've also got to be able to make connections, and you've got to get past those personal roadblocks that stop us. You ever have that script in your head that tells you, I don't know if I'm good enough to do this. I don't know if I should. I help people get past those scripts, those little things that hold them back.
What's the one secret to doing that?
Accepting and owning that you're great already. You don't need to wait until you're a vision of something. You're already there. A lot of women already have it in them to be great, but they're waiting for something. And the men don't wait. So it's time to get moving, ladies. The world needs us.
And it's nice to be told that as well. So you say you must choose to be respected first for it to happen at work. Many people refuse respect and recognition. What are you offering?
Well, they confuse respect and recognition. So what I do is try to teach the difference between those. So for example, this Thursday, tomorrow at 3:30 p.m., I've got a webinar, free webinar, called Breakthrough to Better, How to Get the Respect You Deserve at Work. Now, it's easy to get recognition. It's easy to work really hard and get the attaboys and the pats on the back. But a whole lot of those people are not being promoted, and they don't know why. I'm here to tell you why it's happening and help you figure out how to stop it so you can move forward.
Does one register at your website for this?
Yes, absolutely. You can go to my website at www.satterfield.com, satterfieldcoaching.com, and you can register right there on the website.
Breakthrough to Better, how to get the respect you deserve at work, and I'm sure there'll be homework.
Absolutely. You got to get that respect. So, yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about. You can also see me on LinkedIn. So, Shereem Satterfield, catch me on LinkedIn.
Nice. You also do a Q3 Breakthrough to Better coaching program. Expand here.
Absolutely. So for individuals that are already established leaders, if you are looking for a coach that can help you get to that next level, I offer one-on-one coaching. It's customized coaching and training. I've got a cohort starting in Q3. It's going to get started in June, but I only have 5 slots because this is individualized coaching. So if you go to my website, you can sign up, take a look at the program, see what the components are, understand what it means to break through to better, get past those limiting beliefs, and break through.
Yes, and I guess I'll ask you for another tip. How do I get better?
You get better first by owning your greatness. Recognize the impact that you're having and stop holding yourself back. Stop telling yourself that you've got to wait for a better time. Stop waiting for other people to validate you. You can validate yourself, but you got to be strategic about it. And that's what I teach women to do. Be strategic.
I know the answer to this. Is it ever too late to you know, get it together?
Absolutely not. It's never too late, ever. You can always break through to better at any point in your life. You just got to be willing to do it. And accept your greatness.
Yes. How is the younger generation, the 20s, doing with this versus maybe the 50s?
Wow, you know, that's an excellent question. You know, younger generation is still trying to get started, and the world is very different. So with them, they need to understand what their options are up front. looking at the world holistically, not just through the lens of their parents or their grandparents before them. And really, as you'll notice, we are a hustle culture here in America. Yes. You got to hustle. So you got to dream and go for your dreams. That's what they need to do.
Shereen Satterfield with us. She's a big deal. Satterfield with one T. That's
with
a story.
One T, yeah. Coaching. Grandpa dropped the T. He was a spicy one, that guy.
Coaching and consulting, where, again, performance improvement training, leadership coaching and training, communication coaching, important in your world. I also want to spend some time talking about Friday, May 8th.
Yes, yes. Friday, May 8th, the Swan Summit, that's the Strong Women Arise Network, is having a super fantastic event. Leaders from different C-suite levels will be there to provide their expertise and insight. It's going to be fantastic. You can catch me as the MC that day. So you can hop on Facebook, type in Swan Summit, and take a look. And you can go ahead and register. Information will also be available soon. Registrations will take place in the next couple of weeks. So yes, we look forward to having people, C-suite executives, all there providing insight, direction, and coaching to attendees.
Shereen, what has been your personal career journey? What got you to where you are now, and you're not finished?
Oh, no, I am not finished. I'm just getting started. Let me tell you something. I'm in my second wind. I got started, in sales. I love to talk. And so originally I got hired out of University of Miami. I had my MBA degree. I went to work for IBM and sales. It was back when e-business first got started. Yeah, I'm that wise. Anyway, they said this woman can talk, so they let me talk. But I realized I didn't want to sell. I wanted to teach. I wanted to teach and I wanted to train. And so that's how I got into training and development. Fast forward, 20 plus years now, I've been doing leadership development, training, executive coaching, helping people overcome those limiting beliefs that they have, and helping people to navigate corporate America. And believe it or not, it is a jungle out there and you do need help navigating it. So yeah, after I got my MBA, I started becoming a professional trainer, a professional corporate trainer and coach for years. And then decided that, you know what, I'm done with the corporate constraints. It's time to spread my wings and get out and be independent. So that's what I'm doing now.
Put your mom hat on.
Oh, yes. I can do that.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to have one of you slide over to that microphone. Who's going first? Both of you are going to talk.
Come on down.
Okay,
down,
good.
Kids.
Oh, I'm glad Sister raises her hand
yes,
first.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Sister, come on over here.
Come on down, Imani.
Yep. I'm going to see if the apple falls off. Okay, bring that microphone up to you because it's about sound. Tell me your name and where you are in school.
My name is Imani Washington, and I go to the Forest Hills School District.
What's your favorite subject and why?
My favorite subject has to be math because I enjoy it.
As you should. Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, thank
Think
goodness.
About where she's going to be in 20 years. Tell me a little bit about this week of spring break. Are you doing good? Are you having fun?
Yes, I'm having so much fun.
What are you doing besides joining Mom on the radio?
Arts and crafts and relaxation. I don't really get to do during the school year.
I love it. Study hard. What do you want to be when you grow up?
An astronaut or an animator.
Okay. Do both.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Go make some art in space.
Turn that over to your brother, please.
Come on over, Jabari.
Jabari, introduce yourself and where you are in school.
Hi, I'm Jabari. I'm in the Forest Hills School District.
Would you tell me what grade you're in?
I'm in fifth grade.
Nice. What's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject's reading because it's nice and quiet and you just get to read your book.
Nice. So you're reading a book now?
Yes.
What are you reading?
I'm reading Harry Potter.
Oh, as you should. There we are. How are you? Are you spending time reading this week?
For the first couple weeks, okay. I have been.
Then you're going to get out and move a little bit.
Yeah. So
it looks like it. You proud of your mom?
Yes.
Good answer. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Firefighter or storm chaser?
Okay, you can do both.
There you go.
There we go. Thank you very much. Wonderful for that. All right. There is that mom hat.
Yes.
Shereen, what do you close us with?
You know, I just want to close everybody out with this. I want you all to remember that you're already beautiful on the inside, beautiful on the outside, and everything you want to accomplish can be accomplished if you're willing to do what it takes. Just believe in yourself. Understand that you've got it in you, that you can move forward, and things will change. But if you need some help, people are out here to help you, and I am one of them. So if you need a coach, somebody to motivate you, someone to help you overcome your challenges, that is what I am here for. Remember, everybody, it's nothing but love out there. There's a lot of good work and going on in the world, and we're looking to help people out. So, yeah, get out there. Do your thing.
Dream Satterfield, 1T, Coaching yes. and Consulting. One more time, how do I find out more about you?
You need to go to LinkedIn. My name is spelled S-H-A-R-I-E-M. Last name, S-A-T-E-R-F-I-E-L-D. Satterfield Coaching and Consulting. SatterfieldConsulting.com. You can find me there.
With the Namani and Jabari to boot. Thank
yes.
you all. Bye.
Bye.
You bet we talk about theater often. Calvin University Theater presents Bye Bye Birdie. It opens this Friday night. Director Brad Kane in the house. It's Tech Week. Good morning to you, Brad.
Good morning.
Appreciate you. Claire Parker, good that you are here as well. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
All right, Calvin Theater, Calvin University Theater, strong. Bye Bye Birdie, you open April 10th. Why Bye Bye Birdie, Brad?
Well, this is the first musical that Calvin has done in over a decade, and we wanted a show that would not only bring in our audiences something that could be shared with multi-generations, grandparents, parents, and their kids, but also a show that would fit the size and scope of our community at the moment, our theater community, but also something to help train our actors. You know, this is a great show for ensemble building. And a lot of our actors, if they go out into the world, are going to start doing musicals in ensemble roles. And we want to show them how to do that well. We've got a cast of 31. This is the biggest cast we've had in a very long time.
I'm going, wowee.
Yeah, including in this show, there's a featured teenage ensemble. And all 12 of them are making their main stage debut with this show at Calvin this year.
Lives to be changed. Claire, tell us a little bit about your participation.
Well, it has been such a joy to get a chance to collaborate with Brad on this project. It's been such a wonderful community, just forming bonds with the rest of the ensemble, getting to spend so much time together and meet people that I wouldn't have gotten to meet anywhere else. It's also definitely feeding into my passion for disability advocacy and creating a space where we can have people with disabilities represented.
Yeah, one of the interesting things that we are playing with this show is we had an actress audition who is hard of hearing, and we have a wonderful audition, and I had this idea of what if Kim, our main girl in the show, the girl who gets chosen to kiss Conrad Birdie out of every girl in America, what if she was a deaf or hard of hearing person? And so with this idea, we then looked through the script and realized that a lot of the things that that our deaf and hard of hearing community are dealing with is already present in the script that was written 65 years ago. And so we then raised the question of, well, how do we have a lead actress in our musical who is hard of hearing? So what we've done is we have two actresses. Elle is our hard of hearing actress. And then we have Caitlin, who kind of plays the voice of. So she does a lot of the speaking and singing of the characters. So instead of it just being one character on stage and one over here to the side interpreting, the two of them are integrated on stage playing one holistic character together. And going to what Claire was saying with her involvement is that when we saw the size of this, I'm directing and choreographing this show, and we realized we had so much to do in such a short time. I knew I needed help. So I have an assistant director named Kyle, and my assistant choreographer is Clara. And what we have done is worked on a lot of this stuff together. They each have a different scene or a song that's their feature. But in addition to teaching actors how to act and tech how to tech, we have a lot of our students who want to go on and use their degree paired with education to go and teach high school or middle school theater. And so we're using the show also to help mentor and teach these future teachers and directors that will be working with students when they get out into the education field.
How what's the feeling of a Tech Week, Claire?
start with you, Brad.
There's a lot to go on. This is the biggest set we've had in a while. Again, we're costuming our customer Nancy. It's her last show with us before she retires. She's costuming 31 bodies in multiple situations. We've got lights. We have a live pit orchestra on stage. So right now, the feeling is wonderful and full of joy, but hectic as well. We're finishing up a lot of last minute details. But it's going to be quite a stunning visual, beautiful show that we've got.
And as I always tell Brad when he gets a little nervous, I say, Brad, we get to do a musical.
And is there any more fun than that, honestly? So
you do have to sit back and say, why are we doing this? Because it is fun and you like doing it, but
absolutely.
I understand the stress as well and in a good way. Tell me, Claire, are your actors students?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We are all students from all kinds of different majors, and it's really been an amazing opportunity to come together and meet all sorts of people and work together to create something that is beautiful.
Because we don't have a theater major currently at Calvin, we have theater minors, and so a lot of these kids represent music majors, education majors, engineering majors, and anything you can think of is represented here. We also have an alumni in the show. We have a student, a high school student, and of course there's a little kid in the show, so we have an elementary age kids in the show too. So navigating all of those schedules and interests, I mean, what's nice about this is you have these people who have all these varied interests of what they're going to, what they're studying and what their careers will be, who still get the time to come here and use their talents in a different and creative way. So we've got, you know, of course the acting scene, we have tap dancing in the show. There's a lot going on here, and we're just really wonderful to showcase all of the beautiful creativity and gifts of the Calvin University students.
Yes. What's your run?
We run April 10th and 11th and April 17th and 18th. So it's this coming weekend, the next weekend.
And if you want $3 off your ticket, you can use the code RADIO, all caps.
Okay, radio. And then how do I get my ticket?
You can go to
Calvin University's website and the theater website. There should be a link there to get tickets for the show.
And use the word radio. I'd save $3 and then I can, buy a Coke afterwards.
Absolutely.
Or during. And then lastly, I'll go back to Brad. For one who's never seen Bye Bye Birdie, What's the storyline?
So Bye Bye Birdie is about Albert Peterson, who is a music recording songwriter, and he has this client named Conrad Birdie, who's like an Elvis Presley type. And Albert's secretary, Rosie, is also his longtime girlfriend, and she gives him a mandate saying, listen, we're going to move away from here. We're going to leave the music business and have our quiet little life. But before we do, Conrad Birdie's about to go into the Army. He's been drafted, and you're going to write a hit song called One Last Kiss. We're going to pick one of his fan club at random, and he's going to give this kiss to this girl. And her name's Kim McAfee from Sweet Apple, Ohio. They go there to Ohio to have this big event, and craziness ensues from there.
That just sold a ticket or two. One more time, Claire Parker, why come see the show?
Come see the show because not only have we been putting so much hard work into getting to create something beautiful together, but it's a chance to see hard of hearing and deaf people represented in the performing arts, which they usually aren't. So that has been in and of itself so special just to have disability representation in the performing arts.
Along with that, I just would like to say we have two of our six performances that will be fully ASL interpreted. They're both on Saturdays. Please check the website. It should be listed which exact performances it is.
Calvin.edu. You're passionate about what you do. Good. Claire Parker and Brad Kane, on behalf of your wonderful presentation, come this Friday night opening Calvin University Theater presenting Bye Bye Birdie. Take care. Break a leg. After I read Becoming, surrender your heart, anchor your hope, become a God created, become all God created you to be. Well, I like that to give me an extra hop and step because that's your work. Brooke Jevick's in the house. You've got a day job, but you've been working hard on the side. Good morning, my friend, Brooke.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for my copy, and I'm going to be busy Becoming.
Aw, I sure hope so. I hope all of us will be busy Becoming.
What do you offer us, Brooke? What have you been working on?
You know, I wrote this as a devotional. It really truly was a reflection of my own experience, my own life journey of overcoming adversity and abuse. And I'm leaving in a season of poverty and deep depression and suicide ideation. And, you know, but we all have these, right? It might not be those things, but we all have hard, hard, hard things. And so I wrote this as a devotional, but I really think it became an invitation for women who, or men, but an invitation for anybody who is exhausted, who is hurt, who maybe have lost their self-worth and not sure what to do next, or maybe have lost some hope. And so it's an invitation to quiet those lies.
Kind of timely in this world in which we live.
Right, yes.
Feeling a little more anxious than normal.
Yes.
Brooke, there is a faith base to this?
There definitely is faith-based. So this is very much rooted in Scripture. Each section really is anchored into a Scripture, because these are promises. They're promises from God to each of us, that He has never abandoned us. Sometimes it feels like it, but I often think of like the flower, right? The roots of our beautiful trees and flowers in the dead of winter, which we have just overcome, right? I love
there was snow in the forecast.
Yeah, we sure hope so, right? I love winter. It's so beautiful. I love to snowshoe. It's gorgeous. But if you sit in there and think about all that snow and ice, and way down deep in the dark, the frozen ground, there are roots that when the spring comes, beautiful green and blossoms and flowers are coming back. And sometimes we are like those roots in the deep, frozen, dark ground. We feel like we're alone and it's dark, but don't give up, because that ground around you, it's going to thaw, and God works so hard in the middle, in that space when you feel dark and lonely. And you too, which is why there's a flower on the front of this, will bloom above all of that as you are becoming the person that He made you to be.
Yes, I should know the name of that flower, but I don't.
I should too, because I put it on the cover, but I don't. Right, it's beautiful.
Two of us. All right. Where's Jay Schwanke when we need him? There we are. Tell me, let's open a page and have you perhaps share, perhaps not a favorite, or whatever you turn your page to.
Sure. I really love this space from Ephesians 2:10 that reminds us that we are God's handiwork. We are His masterpiece. So that should remind you are created with purpose. And He looked at this world and thought, it needs Shelley Irwin.
And Brooke Jevics.
And it needs Brooke Jevics. And to those who are listening, this world needed you. And He's not finished with you. And so I wrote in here,
I like that idea.
Right?
Yes.
He looked at this whole world and was like, it needs you. It needs you. You were not. So here is just a little space that I remember when I was always behind on bills, mm-hmm. on sleep. I'm a single mom, and every day felt like a marathon, which I thought you'd appreciate, a marathon that I never trained for. Mm-hmm. I worked hard, gave my best, and still ended up each day wondering how I would stretch the little I had. I really clung to, I talk about my life verse, which is Jeremiah 29:11. But then I read into that God did not make a mistake when He made you. He is not surprised by your pain. He is not disappointed by your weakness. He still calls you His masterpiece. He made you with a purpose for a purpose. We weren't made to carry it all. We were made to walk in the freedom of knowing you belong, and the One who created you with intention and deep love.
Go ahead.
And then there's for each section, there's reflections. There's an activity that you can really practice for the week. You know, what do I need? So this one is, because you're His masterpiece, what do I need to say no to? What has compromised my peace? What do I have to practice saying no to? And what aligns to my values? What do I have to practice saying yes to? So that's just one example. And it takes you through multiple things that help you remember who you are, that you are His masterpiece, that there is freedom in knowing that God made you. And also that once you can love yourself, how much you can love others. And really, our love is our legacy.
There is that foundation that is so needed for all. Your love is your legacy. You are free. You are becoming. Mm-hmm. Again, some pretty cool opportunities to either renew or stay your course. And I like this. I mean, I can read this pretty quickly and read it again.
Yes.
Or keep it by my side.
Keep it. Well, and there's some activities that are just like that, where I encourage you to, it sounds silly or maybe cliche. I'm not the first person that has said these things or have encouraged people to do this. Stand in the mirror and insert your name in that week scripture. Like, it's not just, I am God's masterpiece. When I stand in the mirror, Brooke, you are God's masterpiece. And say it over and over and over until you believe it. So they're very, very simple exercises that, yes, we can do. And once we become practiced at it, to keep, when you get into that dark moment or feel lonely or you start slipping away, feeling like you are not enough, then hopefully these are very simple exercises that you can go back to and practice again to remind yourself you are enough and you are loved and you are meant to be here.
And yet, as your title shares with us, we are becoming.
But we are always becoming, right? I love both in my personal life and my professional life, which is all the same because I'm me in both spaces. But I always try to remind myself that to be just a tad better, you know, that 1% better than I was yesterday or last week, and that's becoming, right? Just keep working on yourself.
By the time you're 80, you'll be 200%.
Oh, one only hopes, but we're human, right?
We are human.
Yes, right. Yes.
Let's get ourselves to 80, Brooke Jevics.
That's, aw, yes, God bless,
yes,
you.
Yes, becoming. Surrender your heart, anchor your hope, become all God created you to be. Obviously, yes, in these times, important. May this devotional, as you say, be a gentle companion as you rise again with bold faith, real joy, and purpose. What else needs to be shared, Brooke?
You know, I want your people to know your story is not finished. Even in the hardest chapters, God is working. It's, you know, the valley is hard, but the fruit is made in the valley. It's like I'm a tea drinker. But when does that tea, all those flavors come together and the aroma comes when it's dipped in the hot water? The oils we use for cooking came when the olive was squished. So your story's not over. God has not abandoned you. He is working in the middle and through those hard times to make something beautiful. And that's you. You are not behind. You are becoming. That's what I would say.
I like that technical term, squished.
Yeah, right? Because sometimes it feels like that. It feels like you've just been squished the day, right? But think about that. I love challenging myself to think about that. But the olive had to be squished so we can have all these amazing oils. The tea bag had to sit in hot water to taste delicious.
The buds had to lie under the snow.
The buds had to lie under all that snow and frozen ground and the deep darkness.
The bicycle got wet in the rain.
Okay. Absolutely. All of your runners getting ready for your 5K.
Thank you.
That's right. They had, they're enduring cold weather, cold air in their lungs, yes, and tromping on dip. The ground is changing under their feet. It's hard, but it's worth the training, right? It's worth the training because even as a runner, think about that as a runner, right? Every time you're out training, it's hard, but you become better. Oh, and that's what we're doing in life.
You are becoming. Becoming, mm-hmm, is your work, Brooke Jevics. Thank you to Wedgwoods for the support, too.
Absolutely.
That means more than you know. How do I get my copy of Becoming, please?
You can find Becoming on Amazon. Just type in Becoming Brooke Jevics, J-E-V-I-C-K-S, and it will pop up, and there it will be on Amazon.com.
Thank you for touching many a heart and soul with your latest work, Brooke Jevics. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Rivertown Races Gathering. Yep, we talk about that a lot as well. Yes, there's a Shelley Irwin Fun Run, but how about warming up the weekend before? It's a wonderful festival of races, I'll call it, but there are proceeds going to a good cause. Ryan Walks in the studio. Walks or walkies?
Walkus.
Walkus in-house. How's the family?
Doing well, doing well. We're kind of on spring break right now, but glad to be in the studio with you.
That you are well, and getting us to move come April 18th. Give us the big picture, Ryan. Where are we headed and why?
Yeah, April 17, 18, Rivertown Races. This is going to be our 13th year. It's a 5K, 10K, half marathon. out at Millennium Park. First spring marathon of the season for a lot of people. So it's a great season opener for a lot of people. There's a kids race, a 1 mile fun run on Friday evening. That's an untimed, non-competitive, just fun. Get the kids out, get the kids active, get them to enjoy the sport.
Yes. What makes this weekend, this Friday and Saturday, extra special?
Well, you know, this this race is owned by our ministry, Bridge Street Ministries, so that makes it special for us. It's a way that I can use a passion of mine. I'm a triathlete, as you know. I've run a lot of races with you, endurance sports, so just using endurance sports to support a ministry that I love and cherish called Bridge Street Ministries.
Yes, could you talk more about that?
Yeah, so Bridge Street Ministries have been around for 21 years now, doing urban youth development through a faith-based lens. Just believing in the youth of our city as the future leaders of our city. And so I have the honor and pleasure of directing that ministry and have developed a couple of different funding streams like Rivertown Races to help support it.
Yes, because we are Rivertown and you are Races. So I have an option, a 5K, 10K, half marathon. How does the morning work?
Yeah, so 8 o'clock, 7:55 actually, we start out with the 5K. I think the half marathon actually goes out first. Starts out Millennium Park, Grant Pavilion in the Meadows. We go a lot of races out at Millennium Park, a lot of great races out there. Great race the weekend after with Shelley Irwin 5K. We're one of the few that goes all the way out to Johnson Park with our half marathon. Yeah. We cover all the trails, go all the way back to the trailhead by Butterworth. Beautiful scenery with a half marathon. 10K is really increasing in popularity, so that's one of our biggest events now. So great run there. It's fast, it's flat. It's a great run for beginners to start out. First time doing a 5K, maybe they're stepping up to the 10K. Great opportunity to do that. Also a great season opener if people want to do a flat and fast course.
Yes. And tell me more about the kids' fun run.
Yeah, that's something we did just to engage kids and get them active, get them outside. $15, parents can join with their kids at no cost. They can run with them or they can let them run. They'll be able to see them most of the way. And that's just a fun, it's just get kids out there. They just have a great time. Just 1 mile, so some kids walk the whole thing, some kids run the whole thing. It's just a fun way to get kids outside, get them active, get them out in one of our beautiful parks here in West Michigan.
Yes, it looks like you'll have pacers for most of your races.
For the half marathon, we have pacers starting, I think, at 7:30. That's the fast people. Andrew Bukema, a lot of your listeners will know that name. He organizes our pacers. He does a great job with that.
How can one get involved more with Bridge Street Ministries?
Yeah, you can check us out at bsmgr.org. That'll give you a lot of information about our organization, our ministry. You can connect with our race on that website as well.
Why is there such an increase, I guess I'll say, in these 5Ks and more? Give a testament to what is in it for the community on these Saturday mornings.
Yeah, there's great races all throughout the spring and summer, fall, winter even. And I think that our city's growing. There's an increased awareness of the need for health and well-being, which I think is a really great trend. And a 5K is just such an accessible way for people to get out there, be active. Most anybody can train for a 5K. It's a fun atmosphere. The running community here in West Michigan is second to none. So you're going to find a lot of people that are just encouraging you, having fun, having a good time. And running is something that anybody can do. It's an accessible sport that you can do outside your front door. You can do it with friends. You can do it by yourself. So many different options that just keep you outdoors, keep you healthy.
Yes, and Rivertown Races, you've been around for a while. I'm remembering I used to be able to do the half marathon. Now I have a Girl Scout event at 10 o'clock, so I come and do your 5K and then... Well, don't tell the Girl Scouts, but I'm sweaty at that conference. Tell me, I mean, the sustainability is a success to you, Ryan.
Yeah. The race is in its 13th year. Yeah. We took it over in 2018, I believe. So some great people had organized it before us and then passed it off to us. I think sustainable for the race itself. Just for these community events, it gets the community together. It gets the community healthy. And then sustainability for organization, you know, nonprofit work. Mm-hmm. You've got to find a variety of different revenue streams. And this is a way that we, you know, it's a small revenue stream for a growing organization. And it just helps sustainability all across the board.
Are you touching young lives with your ministries?
Yeah, we actually use this as part of our programming. So we do urban youth development with local neighborhood middle school students from all over the city. And for 6 to 8 weeks, we actually do a running lab with them. A lot of these kids have never run a mile before. And when we tell them they're going to run 3.1 miles, they think, no way. So we ask them, can you run around the block? So they run around the block. And then the next week, we have them run around the block twice. Do that for several weeks, and then they run 3.1 miles. And for a lot of these kids, it's life-changing. We work with some organizations that some local companies that help get them shoes, Storehouse, Striders has helped us out with shoes for kids. And to see these kids who thought they couldn't run around the block to start with, and now they just ran 3.1 miles, and it becomes a life-changing accomplishment for a lot of them.
And we know the studies show the health benefits of adopting that lifestyle.
Yeah, again, it's a lifestyle that anybody can take on. The mental health benefits are shown very clearly. The overall health benefits, just being outdoors, being active, challenging yourself for some people. They need that challenge. For other people, it's just being active and being out with friends. It's a great social environment. You can find a run club, Run GR, so many different run clubs that you can gather with Sunday mornings, they get out there. It's just a great fellowship with friends and community.
You bet. Well, if you haven't started, at least get in a little activity before your April 18th Rivertown Races. How do I sign up, Ryan?
Yeah, you can go to rivertownraces.com. You can search Rivertown Races on Run Sign Up. Or you can go to our website, our ministry website, bsmgr.org, and you can navigate to our race through there. And like you said, it's not too late. You know, the race is just a week and a half away. But for some, maybe that means they get out and they walk. They go walk for 3 miles. Anybody can walk for 3 miles. There'll be a lot of walkers, so they can join that. Maybe they're training for something. They didn't know there was a race a week and a half away. They can use this as an early season primer.
As they say, support. Rivertown Races, again, don't forget the kids the night before. Ryan Walkus, thank you very much for your leadership and friendship. We'll talk again.
Thank you, Shelley. Good to be here.
I'm Shelley Irwin. Hope you enjoyed the show. According to Dr. Maya Angelou, success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. Start yesterday. Have a great day.